2 Chronicles chapter 2. And Solomon determined to build a house, temple, for the name of the Lord, Jehovah, and a house, palace, for his kingdom. And Solomon drafted 70,000 men to carry burdens, and 80,000 to cut in the mountain, and 3,600 to oversee them. And Solomon sent to Huram the king of Tyre, saying, As you dealt with David my father, and sent him cedars to build him a house to live in, even so deal with me. Look, I build a house, temple, to the name of the Lord, Jehovah, my God, to dedicate it to him, and to burn before him sweet incense, and for the continual holy bread, and for the burnt offerings morning and evening, on the Sabbaths, Saturdays, and on the new moons, and on the solemn feasts of the Lord, Jehovah, our God. This is an ordinance forever to Israel. And the house, temple, which I build is great, because great is our God above all gods. But who is able to build him a house, temple, since the heaven and heaven of heavens cannot contain him? Who am I then, that I should build him a house, temple, except only to burn sacrifices before him? Send me now therefore a man skilled to work in gold, and in silver, and in brass, and in iron, and in purple, and crimson, and blue, and who can skillfully engrave with the skilled men who are with me in Judah and in Jerusalem, whom David my father provided. Send me also cedar trees, fir trees, and algum trees, out of Lebanon, because I know that your servants can skillfully cut timber in Lebanon, and, indeed, my servants shall be with your servants, even to prepare for me timber in abundance, because the house, temple, which I am about to build shall be wonderfully great. And, indeed, I will give to your servants, the cutters who cut timber, 20,000 measures of beaten wheat, about 1,117,000 gallons, 4,229 kiloliters, and 20,000 measures of barley, about 1,117,000 gallons, 4,229 kiloliters, and 20,000 baths of wine, about 116,000 gallons, 439 kiloliters, and 20,000 baths of oil, about 116,000 gallons, 439 kiloliters. Then Huram the king of Tyre answered in writing, which he sent to Solomon, It is because the Lord, Jehovah, has loved his people, he has made you king over them. Furthermore Huram said, Blessed is the Lord, Jehovah, God of Israel, who made heaven and earth, who has given to David the king a wise son, endued with prudence and understanding, who might build a house, temple, for the Lord, Jehovah, and a house, palace, for his kingdom. And now I have sent a skilled man, endued with understanding, of Huram my father's, the son of a woman of the daughters of Dan, and his father was a man of Tyre, skillful to work in gold, and in silver, in brass, in iron, in stone, and in timber, in purple, in blue, and in fine linen, and in crimson. Also to engrave any manner of engraving, and to find out every device which shall be put to him, with your skilled men, and with the skilled men of my lord David your father. Now therefore the wheat, and the barley, the oil, and the wine, which my lord has spoken of, let him send to his servants. And we will cut wood out of Lebanon, as much as you shall need, and we will bring it to you in floats by Mediterranean Sea to Joppa. And you shall carry it up to Jerusalem. And Solomon numbered all the strangers who were in the land of Israel, after the numbering with which David his father had numbered them. And they numbered 153,600. And he set 70,000 of them to be carriers of burdens, and 80,000 to be cutters in the mountain, and 3,600 overseers to set the people at work.